Blog Talk Radio.
welcome to another edition of Day in the Network. Of course, this is the Blues, and I'm your boy, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Mr. Olasky, your honey bee. For all the world to see, on turntables 1 and 2 for you, and especially you, and tonight, of course, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation, and brought to you by them boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. So before I go into any ado and bring our wonderful special guest host, who's always going to be doing this blues thing for me, let's go into what we do. Otis Rush Jr., April 29th, 1934, September 29th, 2008, was an American blues guitarist and songwriter and singer. His distinctive guitar style featured a slow burning sound and a long bent notes. The quality similar to the styles of other 50s artists like Sammy Sam and Buddy Guy. And of course, his sound became known as the West Side Chicago Blues and was an influence on many wonderful musicians, including Michael Bloomfield, Peter Green, and Eric Clapton. Now, Rush was left-handed, a little softball action, you know what I mean, and played as such. However, his guitar was always strung with the low E string at the bottom, upside down from typical guitarists. He often played with the little finger and his pick hand, and he curved under the low E, baby, for positioning. And of course, it's widely believed that this contributed to his distinctive sound, the wonderful wide range, powerful tenor voice that he had. Otis Rush Jr. Always remember that. And of course, we bring on our wonderful, wonderful sidekick with the blues, baby. None other than the front porch's outstanding and controversial host, Sister Bessie the Truther. How you feel tonight? It's the blues, child.
Oh, peace and blessings, everyone. Oh, man, I love that song because it's relating to today, Brother O, because you got a lot of people on the internet, on dating sites, trying to find that one person that would match. Yes, I got the message.
So you starting your mess already? You starting your mess already? That's what we're gonna do. That's how we getting down tonight. You know how you start your mess. So listen, all the folks out there, you know, from Compton, California, you know what I mean? All the way back east, you know what I'm saying? Bangor, Maine. This is what we do, guys. We give you the best, you know what I mean, of all sounds. And I'm so proud of all the folks that know that they're chatting with me right now. Thank you so much for what you guys do on a constant basis. You know, I love you guys because without you, there is no us. Without our wonderful listeners, come on now, keep it real. There's nothing else like the only listenership. And, of course, tonight, you know, I'm going to bring it right back to a man that's known all across the world. His name is Guitar Slim. Well done, got over, baby.
Well, I done got over. Lord, I done got over. You know I done got over. Well, I done got over. Well, I done got over. I done got over at last. Now the day that I first met you, you seemed such a sweet little thing. But after a while, you got so bad. You know it was a crying shame, but I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Well, I done got over. I done got over that last. Now, I was so in love, I was miserable. Although I know my love was in vain. Cause every time that I turned my back, you was out with some other man. But I done got over. Lord, I done got over. Well, I done got over. I done got over that last. I didn't want no angel, I neither no gal with jive. All I wanted was some good woman just to keep me satisfied. But I done got old, Lord, I done got old. Well, I done got old, I done got old.
And of course, Sister Bessie, what more can I say about Eddie Jones, known as Guitar Slim? December 10th, 1926, February 7th, 1959. This man died, you know, too young, okay? Too darn young. Can you imagine dying at the age of 32? Okay, look, you know, was a New Orleans blues guitarist in the 1940s and 50s, best known for his million-selling song, I Done Got Over, produced by Johnny Vincent for Specialty Records. And it's listed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. And, of course, 50 songs that shaped blues. Now, Slim had, you know, a major impact on rock and roll and experimented with distorted overtones on the electric guitar a full decade before Jimi Hendrix. How about that, Sister Bessie the Trooper? How about that there? Dick Tossman, I done got over right here at Orny.
Oh, man, I really love that song. Because it shows that that person got over what was done to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. Wonderful.
Yeah. You know, that's the key. You know what I mean? We must keep on giving this blues music. And, of course, all the folks out there in the world tonight, you know, international, know what time it is. You know, 516-453-9133. Just press 1 if you done got over. Or just want to talk to me and Sister Bessie the Trooper right here on these O-N-E stations. And, of course, I got another grand song for you. And this young lady here, man, no one does it better. Big Mama Thornton. Oh, Dr. Jen.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Jen.
Yeah, Big Mama. Looking at the rain,
Bessie. Sometimes you got a ball and chain. Listen, Willie Mae Thornton. Willie Mae Thornton, December 11th, 1926, July 25th, 1984, better known as Big Mama Thornton, was an American rhythm and blues singer and songwriter. She was the first to record Lever and Strollers' Hound Dog before Elvis Presley. How about that one? Okay. Which became her biggest hit, staying 7 weeks at number one. Okay? Number one. She was the first one to do Hound Dog at number one on the Billboard chart in 1953. No one talks about that. Selling almost 2 million copies. Thornton's other recordings included the original version of what I just played, Ball and Chain, which she absolutely wrote. How about that one, Sister Bessie? Talk to me at this time.
Oh, yes. I loved it. But, you know, because we don't hear very much of the blues anymore. But a lot of the music that they made back then, the ancestors made, they all were telling stories. And they were telling the true stories of what's going on in a relationship. And I think it's a wonderful thing that we still have that music to turn around and listen to.
Better believe it. We got our first caller tonight, and I just gave her a real true trivia treat right there. How about the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this Friday for the class of 2019? Tracy, what's her name? What's going on? Did you know that?
Listen, the Elvis thing you just said, I had a feeling you were going to bring me on after that one. That was pretty cool.
Yes, you know, Big Mama Thornton, Miss Petito, did that song first, and she was the first person ever to hit the Billboard chart at number one with Hound Dog. So,
amazing.
You know, music is music, you know what I mean? Elvis did a great job with it, you know what I'm saying? You know, it helped him and become, you know, an icon in, you know, American music. But how you feel about these blues tonight at Orny Dynasties?
I love it. You know I'm a blues fan.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's amazing. Hi, Sister Bessie. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, you know, the blues are the best. I just love them. And I remember back in the day we used to go to the clubs in New York, to the blues clubs, and there was nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Well, sit back and stay tight. And don't let the bed bugs bite. We're going to have a...
That's right.
Oh, don't you know. All right. Thank you, Jerry. And, of course, we go in a little bit. I'm going to take it down to Chess Records. You know what I'm saying? I got to take it to Chess Records in Chicago. Don't you know, Sister Bessie? Willie Dixon, y'all.
Night creep, and every morning when the rooster crows, he's telling me that is the time to go. I am the bagged old man. I am the bagged old man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, they understand.
Sister Bessie, I thought about that back door name.
Oh, man. He told a story that you know that there are still backdoor women and backdoor men, because sometimes you can unlock that door and somebody is in your bed. I like that.
Right now.
Backdoor man. I like it.
You know what, Bessie? What? William James Dixon. July 1st, 1915, January 29th, 1992, was an American blues musician, vocalist, songwriter, arranger, and record producer. He was proficient in playing both the upright bass and the guitar and sang with a distinctive voice, as we just heard. But he is perhaps most known as one of the most prolific songwriters of his time. Next to Muddy Waters, Dixon is recognized as the most influential person in shaping the post-World War II sound of the Chicago blues. Now, Dixon's songs might have been recorded by countless musicians and many genres, as well as various ensembles which he participated. A short list of his most famous compositions. Now, listen to this, Betsy. Hoochie Coochie Man. Mm-hmm. I just want to make love to you. Little Red Rooster, My Babe. Spoonful. You can't judge a book by its cover. Come on now. These songs were written during the peak years of Chess Records from 1950 to 65 and were performed by Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Bo Diddley, and the Rolling Stones. They influenced a generation of musicians worldwide. Now, Dixon was an important link between blues and rock and roll, working with Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley in the late 1950s. In the 60s, his songs was adapted by numerous rock artists. He received a Grammy Award, Lifetime Achievement, and induction to the Blues Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. How about that Willie Dixon, y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, ain't
Brother
nothing
o.
like good music. Yes, indeed.
Yes, Brother O, I had on my list B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Robert Cray, and Muddy Waters. That's what I had on my list. Yeah.
You got 12 to 4 tonight. We're going to play 12 to 4 tonight. And we'll keep it moving. Next is a song that my mother loved. And, you know, a lot of times I grew up in the blues, you know, in the household. My mom's, you know, and that food used to be smelling all up. You know, mother said, you used to smelling all up. And you won't do that tonight right here on The Blues by your favorite producer and your favorite DJ, Oladsky, on Turntables 1. I'm going to use Turntable 2 for this one, Elmore James. The sky is crying, y'all. I got the clan way. Sister Betsy, Elmore James, how you feel?
Oh, I love that. How she describes her feelings. and how
not
to
no she. That's a he. That's a he. Ain't no she. Listen, Elmore James is a man.
Wait, brother O, that tells you that a man can cry too.
You ain't lying, though. You know what, though? I think he gathered both spirits. Elmore James, you know, January 27, 1918, and May 24, 1963. Was an American blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter, okay, and bandleader. He was known as the king of slide guitar and was noted for his use of loud amplification and a staring voice. Like, just better. He had a staring voice for his contributions to music. Yeah. James was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. How about that one, Sister Bessie?
Yes. Brother
you know,
Howard.
Yes.
I needed to ask you a question. Is this?
Yeah, my mom is. I got ears.
Yeah, because I know you're the authority on this music now. I want to know, is it's a song about a fiddler at the crossroad and he's making a plan with the devil. Is that a blues song?
It's actually, that's correct. It's by the great Robert Johnson. Robert Johnson, that's correct. Out of Mississippi. Out of really, if you can go there, don't play with me, Sister Bessie. Richland, Holmes County, Mississippi. Stop playing with me, Bessie. You know I know.
I know.
Jim, because there ain't no sin.
Yes, I heard that song when I was young, and I never forgot that song. But, you know, I hope one day you'll play it on the blues show.
Well, you know what? You know, coming up in another month, you know, just for you, that'll be the first song we play. You know, Robert Johnson was an enigma. I mean, the man only lived 28 years. You got to remember, these guys back in the day, man, they drunk hard, man. I mean, whatever liquor they were drinking, man, must have been some bootleg wine or something, because it killed them quick. I don't know what happened. The signals had lead in it. I don't know what's going on with that back in them days. Hard life.
Wow.
You know, Listen, through that type of segregation where you treat like an animal, you drink too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know? But, of course, we will take our next caller right after this next song. This song is near and dear to my heart. Another young man that, to me, didn't get his just due while he was living. Another person died at the age of 40, Sister Bessie. 40 years old! You know what I mean? That's 10 years younger than me! You know what I mean? And so we're going to give homage right now to the great, great, great Freddie King, y'all. Let's get it. Me and my guitar. That's up.
When my baby leave me, there's nothing I can do. I pick up my guitar, then I play a little blues or two. Now man needs somebody, I ain't no different from the rest. My baby, when she leave me, my whole life has been a mess. like my woman should. She never talked back to me like some women do. I feel so sad and lonesome.
How you feel about that one, Sister Bessie? Ooh, me and my guitar.
That had me jumping in my chair. But you know what? He kind of reminds me of Chuck Berry. And when I listened to the song and I could hear the guitar and the sound of the guitar, it made me think of Chuck Berry, too.
Man. Listen, Fred King, September 3rd, 1934, December 28th, 1976. He's actually 42. Was an American blues guitarist, singer, and songwriter. He's considered one of the three kings of the blues guitar, along with Albert King and B.B. King, and none of them are blood related. All right, mostly known for his soulful and powerful voice and distinctive guitar playing, King had a major influence on electric blues guitar music and later blues guitarists. Born down in Kilmer, Texas, King got acquainted with the guitar at the age of six at the best. He started learning the guitar from his mother and his uncle. King moved to Chicago when he was a teenager, and then he formed the first band, the Every Hour Blues Boys, with the great, famous, and Hall of Famer Jimmy Lee Robinson. And he was repeatedly rejected by Chess Records, but he signed with Federal Records and got his break with Have You Ever Loved a Woman and his instrumental Hide Away, which reached number five on the Billboard charts in 1961. It later became a blues standard. How about Freddie King, Sister Bessie?
Oh, I loved him. I loved every minute of it. And I just wanted to ask you, was there a high percentage of the blues singers that passed away early in life?
Yeah, because, I mean, the hard living. You know, you talk about road. You know, these guys had to earn a living on the road. And, you know, the tricks and, you know, sometimes the vices of sex, drugs, money, and alcohol. Woo! You can sing the blues with that.
Yeah.
Because you were using to be some Blue Mondays. You know, it's almost like Fast Domino. Blue Monday. Oh. You know, it's real crazy. You know, that Blue Monday came a lot. We'll bring on our next call, Sister Bessie. And listen, caller, you know, we love all the callers I hit, all the chats right now. I got you. After my next song, we'll get into some chats, y'all. Caller number two, you're on the line with your boy, Olasky. He definitely know what to do.
Yes, my name is Black Bob, the blacksmith, and I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm standing out here on Bill Street. I'm trying my best to call into this show, and I want to debut my song. I got to do an acapella because my band, they left me, my wife left me. The only thing I'm out here is just me and my dog. Can I just sing a little bit of my song, if you don't mind?
Long as the dog don't sing, we got you, baby.
Yep.
I'm a struggling artist, and everybody who's listening to my song, you can download my song tonight. It's as soon as I'm finished for 99 cents. So here we go. My wife is a bad cooking way. Do, 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 do. And my dog smells real bad. Y'all can download, that for 99 cents. By the way.
You know what? You know what? You know what, Mister? You know you. I think you're the grandchild of the great grandchild of Jack Johnson, and that song was worth 99 cents. What's going on? What's going on, brother? Rudy Bonifacio, Hall of Famer, 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shriney. How you doing, baby?
Man, y'all are getting it in, man. What can I say? Y'all are the perfect combination. You got the Hall of Fame class of 2019 on the wheels of steel, and you got, God Almighty, don't let me catch the Ghost Holy, the Ghost Holy up here now. Sister Bessie, the Trooper, doing blues with DJ Olasky, the Honey Bee. Are y'all serious? Y'all cannot be live and direct on air right here tonight. No way.
Wait a minute. You know what, though, Sister Bessie? I got something for his ass, okay? I got something for his ass. You know what I mean? Right now. I'm going to bring him back on after this song. You're going to come back on after this song. Sister Bessie, I ain't playing no more games with him. I'm going down home where the watermelon's always ripe and juicy, where the fried chicken is prepared, and the okra is on the table. R.L. Burnside. You ready for this one? Sister Bessie, let me let you know what I know about the blues. Hey, mama, I love you, girl. Oh, Black Maddie.
Thank you.
How you like that one, Sister Bessie? Oh, God,
Oh, man. I loved it. Because, you know, sometimes you can visualize in your mind, and I'm sitting here listening to the song, and I'm visualizing seeing my ancestors doing the swing and going up under each other's legs and all like that. So right there in my mind, I'm viewing my ancestors dancing to the sound of this music. It is just nice. I love it.
Brother, honey, back a tune. You know about old dot com on Black Jones. You know about that, Black? You know what I mean? He's from North Carolina back to Book of New York, going back to Tennessee. He said, brother, old man, see, I saw a hawk in the middle of the road. I stopped by and said, it's another advancement.
Hey, man, that song right there make you get down, make old the third generation brother from Atlanta knew it, make you get down and do the locomotive. You understand? Y'all remember the locomotive?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Listen, man. R.L. Burnside, November 23rd, 1926, September 1st, 2005, was an American blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist. He played music for much of his life, but received little recognition before the early 1990s. In the latter half of that decade, Burnside recorded and toured with John Spencer. He recorded with the Rolling Stones and the wonderful, wonderful Paul McCartney. Think about that, garnering crossover appeal and introducing his music to a new fan base in the punk and garage rock scene. How about that? You know, some people, you know, like Sister Bessie, right? They age fine with wine and get recognized later in life. How about that, Bessie?
Yeah, yes. I love the information that you give concerning the singers, because a lot of people don't know this information. Thank you so much, Brother Oni. I mean, Brother O. Apologize.
Yeah, Oni is for sure.
Well, sun. Looked like something from outer space. She looked like something from outer space. What kind of woman is this? Mm-hmm. What kind of woman?
Bessie, what type of woman is this? I mean, buddy, God, how you feel?
Oh, I love that song. You know, it makes a woman feel good to hear a man talk about a woman like that. I love it. I really do love that song.
You know what? How you feel about that hoodie back at two? Oh, I'm sorry, Sister. Keep talking. Sister Bessie talking with Jack McFarlane, y'all. Talking to Country Mouth. What is Bessie?
Yeah, son. Yeah, because a lot of the music that's made today don't look at women in that manner. So, you know, I'm joyful in my heart just to hear that type
yes.
of music with a man saying that about a woman. I love it. Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy. What about the tune? The great-great-grandson of Jack Johnson.
Yes, old Black Bob the Blacksmith. How you doing, sir? Hey, look.
Hey, man, he was just as bald as me and you.
No doubt. Look, that song, I mean, first of all the songs that you played tonight, you can really hear the soul. And even though it's called blues, later on it metamorphosized and became rhythm and blues. But even back then, you played songs, man, would just make you want to just order another drink, and other songs would make you want to hit the little dance floor, man. You know, that was
or wait a minute, Ronnie Ozzie, Between the Sheets, baby, that's another song, you know, another show for another time. That's Dynamic Soul Review, y'all. Anyway, listen to this, guys, ready for this? Sister Bessie, to answer your question, this is the only person on the list tonight that's still alive. George Buddy Guy, born July 30th, 1936, is an American blues guitarist and singer. He's an exponent of Chicago blues and has influenced guitarists, including Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, Keith Richards, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jeff Beck, Gary Clark Jr., and John Mayer. In the 1960s, Guy played with Muddy Waters as a house guitarist at Chess Records. He backed up Muddy Waters, okay, and began a musical partnership with the harmonica player Junior Wells. Guy is ranked 23rd in Rolling Stones magazine 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time. His song, Stone Crazy, was ranked 78th on that list of the 100 Greatest Guitar Songs of All Time. Clapton, this is Eric Clapton now, once described him as the best guitarist that ever lived. In 1999, Guy wrote the book, Damn Right, I Got a Blues, with Donald Wilcock, his autobiography, When I Left Home, It's My Story. It was published in 2012. Imagine that. George Buddy Guy, Sister Bessie, he is still alive. The only one on my list tonight that is still in the land of the living. How you feel about that?
Yes, that is wonderful. How old is he now?
1936, Sister Bessie. So you think about that and go into details and that, you know, 1936, what makes him today, it's July 30th now, it would make him today 84 years young. I believe, yeah, I think that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
What a
84
blessing.
Years, yeah. Yes, indeed. So that,
yeah.
That lets you know right then and there, you know, he's wonderful, and you know, he's part of that legacy, you know, of guitars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get too many more buddy guys. They're not manufactured in trees. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're not.
Right.
You know, those people, man, when they're around, they're here for a time, and they're like, you know, like I always say, they are like the wonderful library. And they close, honey.
Yeah.
It's closed.
Yeah.
Now we're going to bring on our next caller at this time. And that song was dedicated, what type of woman is the you? And this woman here, she's my co-host of the legendary Merc City Hip Hop Program, Sharice Lizzy.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Hi, sweetheart.
Yes, I'm enjoying the show this evening. I love blues. I kind of grew up on blues. With listening to blues, I was around my grandparents a lot, and that's what they listened to, dance, and I enjoyed, you know, being around them while they would laugh and talk about the things that they did when they were growing up, you know, while they was listening to this type of genre of music. And the last song that just played, I enjoyed that as well because it talked about how the man, you know, loved his woman, and he didn't talk about women. He talked about one particular woman. And I think that's beautiful. I think that's so beautiful. And, you know, the date he was born is a special day because I was born on that same day. So, you know.
Yay!
That's another reason why. Yes, yes. So I really can relate to that song.
Yeah, he's the only one on our list. He's the only one on our list of Sharice that's still alive.
Wow, that song is very special. And I just want to let you all know that I'm enjoying this evening, listening to you.
Oh, Sister Bess, we got to say goodbye to my co-host at Merc City in your every year.
Oh, she know I always say, my sister, she always bring it.
Thank you, Sister Bessie. Love you too,
all right, now. Yeah, that's our girl, man. You know, just like I you know, how I enjoy you as my, you know, special co-host with, you know, the blues. You know, I love me some self of Sharice of the Lee family. I love that girl. Now, of course, you know, next, okay, I have Wendell's requests. And the next caller that will come on, this is her request, y'all. So I'm real proud of it. And what more can I say that hasn't already been said? This is what she's going to do tonight. Now, before we do that, I want to ask all the folks out there that have been patiently waiting for me. Now, Sister Bessie, it's time for me to do the one and only. I'm going to do it. You know, requests and chats. This young lady, Valencia, she is from Dallas, Texas, and she has something to say to you. She said, Sister Bessie, coming on tonight, you are relaxed because, girl, you are on fire. Our family, you are an institution to us. You give us the news that we need to hear. And a lot of times, people don't want to hear you. There's many times that I heard back in old talk show days, you got cut off. But guess what? We're still here for you. And we don't give a damn what's going on. We are here for you. And we're going to always be here to listen to you no matter what you do. So we love you, and that's that. Okay? Right on. I like that. That's the best thing you have to say to our sister from Dallas.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, sweetheart. You know, it's hard for me when I try to speak and tell people things that are actually going on, and they really don't want to hear it. But you touch my heart. And I love you, and I thank you for what you have said to me. Thank you so much.
All right, now, we're going to play some good old blues. This person right now is one of my favorites. Maybe he might be my favorite blues guitarist, Sister Bessie. And I always get a chance to play him on a constant basis. The one and only Little Milton tonight. You know how to play Little. You know how to play Little Milton tonight. You already know that, right? Let's go, girl. Girl, are you ready? Is you ready? Is you? Oh, Lord.
Yes, I'm ready. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. When I was down and had no friends, Little Milton is the epitome of my hard work. Little Milton's voice is what I do every constant day. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. When I was down, Sister Bethany, I had no friends. Woo! Lord have mercy. How you feel about Little Milton before I go into a little detail? Man, to hear that, it's like shouting for the roof how much he loves this woman and how much she helped him. And that's what we were told. The woman was a helpmate. So, this song touched my heart also. This man was talking about his love for his woman. Brothers out there, listen.
James Milton Campbell Jr., September 7th, 1934, August 4th, 2005, better known as Lil Milton, was an American blues singer and guitarist, best known for his number one R&B single, We're Gonna Make It. And other hits included Baby, I Love You, Who's Cheating Who, and my favorite, Grits and Groceries. Oh, Lord have mercy. A native of the Mississippi Delta, Milton began, you know I love playing that song, began his recording career in 1953 at Sun Records before relocating to St. Louis and co-founding Bottom Records in 1958. It wasn't until Milton signed to Chess Records that he achieved success on the charts. Other labels Milton recorded for was Meteor, The Great Stack, Golden Ear, MCA, and, of course, Down Home Malico. And our brother Lil Milton was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. How do you feel about Mr. James Milton Campbell Jr.? Little Milton, how about that, Sister Bessie?
Oh, man, I love it. But what was that song song you just said he did grits and what?
Grits and groceries.
Wow.
And Mona Lisa was man. Don't get me started now. Don't do it. You get me started now, Sister Bessie. Don't do it. I got to put it on the phone now. He's starting up now. I feel a spirit in it. Ain't the spirit you're talking about. All right. We're big on Cherise Lee. How do you feel about that song right there? Oh, Lord. Go ahead, Bessie.
You know, Brother Hooney, you know, you got a lot of times listen to the titles of these songs.
That ain't my name.
Brother O.
Okay.
You gotta listen to the titles of these songs because they really have meaning. And when you just said the grits and I said, wow, that makes me think about when we used to have the cookouts and everybody used to be sitting around eating and talking, the family unit, and then everybody's playing this music in the background. Oh, wow, that's what makes me think of a lot of the music that I'm listening today. I enjoyed it.
All right, let's move on to the next song person that want to actually get this thing together. Yeah. Our wonderful OD commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith. How are you doing tonight, sister?
I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight?
We good. How you doing? How you doing, Angela? What's up?
I'm great.
Okay.
I'm going to get my song. You can play my song.
Okay, I ain't gonna play it. Uh-oh. I mean, you gonna come up with something playing your song? Man, get the hell out of here. I just knocked the hell off the phone. Let's play that damn song. Let's get off.
You know, y'all, people always dipping in my business. I ain't never did nobody wrong. I always try to treat people right. I wish they would take care of their own business and leave mine alone. Get you some business and leave mine alone. They always keep trouble going on in my home. My lady knows everywhere I go. She knows everything I do. I need no clue because it leads back to you. I should have known I couldn't put my trust in a so-called friend. That surely means my good thing. Come to an end, get you some business. But oh, leave mine alone. All you do is keep trouble going on in my home. Now I just be out on the town, have a good time. They have my lady thinking I got someone else on my mind. If I told their business, it would really be a fight. Because the one they were with wants the one I know they sleep with every night. Get you some business. Please leave mine alone. To work too hard on my job, to come home and find trouble in my home. Get you some business, leave mine alone. Get you some business, take care of your own home. Your big mouth, you oughta shut your big mouth.
you no good dirt.
All right. Angie, why don't you pick
get
that song?
Get you some business. Ain't my long. Get you some business. And leave mine alone. Thank you for playing my song.
Why'd you pick that song? We're waiting for you to finish. I mean, you sound like Mandy Smith out there, so I was making sure you was finished. Why'd you pick that song?
I just like it.
ZZ Hill is one of my favorites. ZZ Hill is one of my favorites, you know, and amazing person that really didn't get a lot of rep. Let's go there. Arzelle J. Hill, September 30th, 1935, April 27, 1984, known as ZZ Hill, was an American blues singer best known for his recordings in the 1970s and early 1980s, including his two wonderful albums for Malco Records, Down Home, which stayed on the Billboard Soul Autumn chart for nearly 2 years. How about that? The track Down Home Blues has been called the best-known blues song for the 1980s. According to the Texas State Historic Association, Hill devised a combination of blues and contemporary soul styling to help us reassure and restore the blues to modern black consciousness. Arzelle J. Hill, ZZ. How about that one? So, yeah, I like that. And I like the fact that, you know, Angie brought him up because I play ZZ Hill a lot. And the last time I heard that song, Angie, was 2009. I was down in Meridian, Mississippi at a family reunion. And they played that after everybody ate their food and everybody had dessert. We started drinking that corn liquor and all that. And we played that. Now, mind your business. Mind your goddamn business. How about that?
Mind
you know what I mean? I'm over here. Right. I'm sipping on this. And please don't have me tell your business because, you know what? You was never good in bed. You was never good at doing it, and you can't cook. Mind your business.
And you know what? Sister Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Angela. Oh,
yes, ma'am.
I love that song. And you know what? It's about gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your mouth. Stop gossiping about your neighbors. Shut your mouth. I love it, Angela. Thank you.
And worry about your own house.
That's right.
Sounds good. Thank you, Angie. You know, only Commissioner Ansel Thomas Smith, man, you know, giving us a rendition of what we love at this time. Now, of course, we go back to the soundtrack, and there is no other soundtrack that we can end this show with, okay, but the great one. There's nowhere in the world you can end the show, Sister Bessie, you know, without Muddy Waters. Come on now. Let's stop playing.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing like the blues. And like I said, thank you, Brother O. I needed to hear that. I'm quite sure a lot of people out there needed to hear that type of spirit that is given by our ancestors. I love Muddy Waters.
McKinley Morganfield, April 4th, 1913, April 30th, 1983. Known professionally as Muddy Waters, was an American blues singer, songwriter, and musician who was an important figure in the post-war blues scene, and often is cited as the father of modern Chicago blues. His style of playing was described as raining down Delta Beatitude. Of course, Muddy Waters grew up on a Stovall plantation near Clarksville, Mississippi, and by age 17 was playing guitar and harmonica, emulating the local blues artist Sun House. Oh, I love me some Sun House. And which you already aforementioned, Sister Bessie, Robert Johnson. He was recorded in Mississippi by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress in 1941. In 1943, he moved to Chicago to become a full-time professional musician. In 1946, he recorded his first records for Columbia Records and then Aristocrat Records and then a newly formed label run by the brothers Leonard and Phil Chess. You already know that is Chess Records, right, Sister Bessie? In the early 1950s, Muddy Waters and his band, Little Walter Jacobs on the harmonica, Jerry Rogers on guitar, Elga Evans, also known by Elgin Evans, on drums, and Otis Spann on piano, recorded several blues classics with some of the bassist and songwriter we already played, Willie Dixon. Now, these songs include The Hoochie Coochie Man, I Just Want to Make You Love You, and I'm Ready. In 1958, he traveled to England, laying the foundations for the resurgence of interest in blues there. His performance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1960 was recorded and released in his first live album at Newport, 1960. Muddy Waters' music has influenced various American music genres, including rock and roll and rock music. His greatest influence, Sister Bessie, was the Rolling Stones, who came to Chicago to record with him and Willie Dixon in 1964. How about that, Sister Bessie?
Yes. He's one of my favorites. Muddy Waters. Yes, he is.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And of course,
you know, the great thing about it is, you know, the music will always stand forever. And though a lot of alternative radio stations don't even play the music that we play. You know, the blues is very intricate. You know, it's integral. We have to have this music that's hidden on most people's, you know, shelves. And, you know, we're DJs. They call themselves DJs. They ain't DJs. They're not on my level anyway. But we got to play the music. And the music is where it's at. You know, we're going to have the Internet Wonder, the National Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee and enshrinee for the class of 2020, Mr. Honey Barker Toon with final words. Honey?
Hey, I just want to say I really enjoyed this. Keep it coming. Thank you for our supportive audience. And don't forget next week when We Will Away You will return. And I got a very special guest, Raboni Joshua Nunzudar. We'll be speaking on identifying the elect.
All right. Thank you, Olasky. Oh, I'm sorry, Brother Hootie.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed the show this evening. I love the blues. I love the blues. Like I said, it brings back memories of when I was a little girl. And thank you for doing the show, Sister Bessie.
Yeah,
Sister Bessie.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Cherise. And Arnie Commissioner, the lady of one-liners. Hello, how you doing? They play music? All right. Hey, Ezra Thomas Smith, you don't want to say one word?
Awesome show. Two words.
There you go. Actually, you did four. Thank you. Anyway, we want to thank all the people. You know, of course, Arnie Commissioner Angela Thomas Smith. You know, she's, you know, so loquacious in her words. And we appreciate what she does in the conference for us here at this network. Cherise Lee, always bubbly, always, you know, fantastic. And exuberant, and we come back on you know, Thursday night, Sister Bessie, of Merc City. And, of course, you know, Julio Barcartoon, a.k.a. the Magic Man, you know, he's always supportive, and we appreciate all three of those folks who are always supportive, just like you, Sister Bessie. And tomorrow night, on these only stations, we come back with A&M University with our brother, Y-Jet, Mental Hope Tip L. And, you know, he's always focusing on agriculture and industry. We love that brother. Does a great job for us here at Only Dynasty. So stay tuned for that tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Standard time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through ONE Me, which is on the Deli Ngozi Enterprise. You reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli Ngozi Appearance and Google+, Ola Deli Malema Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Blues, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, laydaylay.ngozibamai@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's fan producer, Ola Deli Malema Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio. Doesn't put us in the constant business. Sister Bessie, I got a surprise for you. But before I do that, talk, you know, how you feel about this show and how you feel about hosting this thing with me every month. We need the blues, don't we?
Oh, yes. We need to hear the sounds of the ancestors in our hearts. And I just want to say I will see everybody Friday the 11th at 9:30. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Brother O and I on this special occasion every month. We thank you for your support, and we thank all the hosts that listen. And I love
yes,
the show,
indeed.
And I will continue to do this show with you, Honey Bee.
Oh, thank God. Not Holy Doc. Oh, I'm thinking for the rest of my life for this shit. That's what we do. We have fun. You know what I mean? And she come on with one word, Cherise is bubbly, Holy Barcartoon will give an advancement, and Sister Bessie's the truther. And remember, her show is called The Front Porch, and it's going to be on Friday. You know, the historic time of 9:30 Eastern Standard on these ONE stations. Now, Sister Bessie, I got something for you as we close out, girl. You know how to go get it, right? You know I'm all that. So I know how to go get it, right? How about some grits and groceries?
All right.
If I don't love you, baby, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. And run through the jungle fighting lions with the Swiss, because you know I love you, baby. Oh, you know I love you, baby, yeah. Now, if I don't love you, baby, I tell you, grits ain't grocery, eggs ain't poultry, and Mona Lisa was a man. Oh, baby. Listen. All around the world, I've got blisters on
my feet. I'm trying to find my baby and bring her home with me. You better run into me, baby, and be convinced. If you don't run into me right now, woman, you ain't got no sense, because you know I love you, baby. Mona Lisa was